Says here, and today we're at Caribe Royal here in Orlando. And today we're gonna talk to Angel Espadas about his career and his life in paddle. How many courts do they have? They have two courts here?
We have two courts, paddle, two courts of pickleball. And the idea in the short future would be open in that area, you know, is a private club.
They're going to expand depending on how well this does?
But not only for guests, there will be here is 5 hours a day for guests, and the other is open, but there will be is open.
Okay, right. So when did they put this up?
Really, I don't know. We are starting with the project before COVID.
Okay.
I thought they forget it because it's, they said that one day in August, they told me, we are starting to work. Yeah. So you might be ready in the end of the year.
Wow.
And we open in January.
Wow, January.
At the end, really, we are waiting for the bench, you know?
Yeah.
And then we will organize the big opening.
So how did they come to put paddle courts here? I mean, that's like, I know it's popular in Miami,
exactly.
But over here, it's just starting to grow. So how was it that they said, hey, I want to put some
pickleball courts? It's a amazing story because a friend was working here with doing the laundry.
Okay.
I talked with him. Was that someone? Was I teaching him in Miami?
Yeah.
And he said me, but no, the American people don't know this. Let me. Oh, I explained him. So we ready with a very very good presentation to him. So, oh, it seems fun, because they had a tennis court.
Yep.
No one playing there.
Nobody used
so
it.
Another basketball court, no one using. I say, okay, this is a good option. Maybe we can, it's cheap, I pay the course.
Yep.
And the new manager arrives, looks at this over the table, say, what is this? I want to know about this.
Yeah.
He called me, and he said, okay, right now I'm preparing another convention center because I love boxing, and I will organize a league of boxing.
Okay.
After this, we will do.
Okay.
Okay. I was confident. At the end, he did it. He called me and say, Angel, can you come tomorrow to Orlando? We are starting the project.
Wow.
I say, oh, crazy. And then it was amazing because my idea, you know me,
yeah.
I was helping in Miami. When I arrived there, was few people playing.
Right.
I cried for that
right.
Because say, what am I doing here? It's impossible.
Yeah.
I said, nothing is impossible.
Right.
I moved to Orlando thinking that in 2-3 years, we can have a lot of course here.
Gotcha.
And really, there's a lot of people asking for business.
Wow, it's like, Brand new,
no,
brand new, right? I mean, how are the court? Okay, so what are they using for the turf? Is it monofilament or is it, what is it?
No, it's the...
What brand is it?
It's
Mondo?
It's Mondo.
It's Mondo.
It's Mondo.
Okay, and you use the silicone
for
sand for outdoor.
Yeah.
So do you use silicone or sand then or no? Does it have the, is it monofilament or is it the other
one? The other one.
It is, okay. So you do use silicone and sand, exactly. Right?
A little bit.
Okay.
We need a little bit more.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how new is this? This is just this year, right? Or last year?
This year. 1 month ago, 2 months ago.
So how does it play?
So is it difficult finding people? Because most of the people that play in the other side in the USTA campus, they live in this area.
Yeah.
So, and then we are starting calling. Today was a very good day. I have organized clinic for free.
Yeah.
I did it in the past in Miami. This evening, we have the idea to play open,
yep.
All levels,
yep.
Giving, they pay only 25 for 3 hours.
Yeah, that's
it's too
good.
Cheap,
yeah.
Because we need to call people and know the game and know the course.
Yep.
And here is a very good facilities.
Yeah.
The hotel is amazing, very good restaurants,
mm-hmm.
Sport bar. It's a good place.
So you guys own the other?
And the other side.
So.
My first idea, Cesar, was all this space, 6 paddle courts, only 2 pickleball courts.
Right.
They weren't sure. Right. When they knew about the Daddy Yankee, but
The franchise that helped them, right?
Motivate
them to put.
They motivated. They say, okay, maybe we were wrong.
Yeah, yes, Daddy Yankee. Daddy Yankee.
And they told me, but don't worry, all of these trees, the land is ours.
Right, right.
So wow. It's working well. We are opening there.
Right, right, right.
But I say, okay, only two is too small. This is okay, but it's good.
It's a good start. But these look so beautiful. So beautiful.
Yeah.
Like brand new. Oh my God.
Nico, Andrea, they team came from Miami.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Three sessions training here.
Oh, they can play here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
training
incredible.
Pre-season. Wow. Right now it's coming a girl from United Kingdom. Mm-hmm. So he stay here, she shows, okay, I want to train with you all week, pre-season, another. It's okay because it's a nice place.
Yeah.
The only problem maybe sometimes is the noise here.
The noise, yeah.
But
yeah,
here
yeah,
in
yeah.
this court, it's too friendly.
Yeah.
Very quiet, you know.
Yeah, and you get used to it anyways, yeah. The noise. But that's, okay, so this is, this originally is obviously a hotel, right?
Excellent.
Okay. And they had tennis courts as some of the amenities, right?
In the past.
And so now they said, hey, look, let's put in some paddle courts and hopefully we can attract some people to come in and stay.
Exactly.
And I think that's super smart.
Yeah, but it's a lot of people coming from paddle because it's really, in this area, a lot of hotels, but people coming from another state, Texas, you know, California, maybe New York, a lot of people from Europe.
Yeah.
They want to play. Do you know that when you have this habit to play every day,
yes.
1 week that you don't play, you say, the travel is so nice, but they want to play a game.
100%. Because when I go somewhere, I look for a club close by because I want to play. It's incredible, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy, but you think, you're traveling, you're resting for paddle at the end after 3 days. This is a drug, you know.
Yeah. It's
an addiction.
100%, you know. Okay, so what is the cost? So if somebody stays at the hotel, how much is the cost to play paddle? And what if somebody doesn't stay at the hotel?
When they stay here, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. is free.
Free, okay.
The other hours, they pay the same that the... The
as
people,
somebody. Okay,
as
so somebody. How much
so
is
they
that?
Pay 25, evening is 25 hour and a half.
25 for an hour and a half?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's very competitive.
Yes, it's very competitive. And mornings is 20.
Okay,
so play 80.
How can they reserve courts? Is there an app that you guys
use? We are using an app.
Which is your personal app?
App Paddle.
Okay.
No, we are using a Paddle app.
Okay.
It's a little new.
What is it called? Paddle app?
App.
APP
paddle.
Okay. And there you can reserve the courts and you
can
pay.
We're doing
and everything
organizing
like that.
Tournaments, memberships, all that you want. Getting control with this is new.
Okay.
It's some friends of my village in Barcelona.
Uh-huh.
But the two ambassadors of the brand is Tapi and LeBron.
Okay.
So
nice.
They are thinking something using between Paddle Manager and Playtomic.
Playtomic, gotcha. Okay, so now what are the amenities here? So if I come to play here, do we have showers or just bathrooms? Or
no,
or?
We have the bathrooms. This is what we have there.
Yeah.
Theoretically, when they build the course, we're thinking only for guests.
Okay.
So we think that when we will organize a tournament, we will have the option maybe with the portable and maybe going to the gym area.
Okay, gym area, and they have showers there and stuff like that. So
there.
In the future, maybe that could be a possibility. Mm-hmm. Okay, that would be great. So how did they contact you? How did that? Because I know you from Real Paddle.
How did that happen? Exactly. Obviously, some people is helping people. By example, that are working in USTA or Diego Leal. Luisito Estrada, Marcos del Pilar.
Yeah.
At the end, we are close friends. We are close friends, so they are helping.
Okay.
Because at the end, they know that really we are in competition against them.
Right.
That we need more people playing.
Yeah.
So that people can not play there and live here is coming.
Right.
This is they gave me phone numbers of players. I'm calling them.
So very supportive.
Very supportive.
Very, very good. So how is it now? The leagues? Did you guys have leagues yet? Do you guys see people reserving the courts? I know you got two pickle courts there. Are people playing more pickle than paddle, or is it half and half?
Most of people they are waiting. I need to talk with them one second. Most of people that coming from the hotel is coming to play pickleball.
Pickle, okay.
At the end, when we don't have, this is good for me because they are asking for pickleball court. Say, okay, you need to wait half hour. I can give a lesson for free.
Ah.
And you know me, I need the people coming to my.
So that's how you're converting them, right?
Exactly.
That's so smart.
From a comfortable space.
Yeah. Some of the pickle players, they come, do most of them have seen paddle before, or they never seen paddle before?
Most of them never seen paddle before.
Okay.
The other day came people from Minnesota. I said, it was crazy. crazy. But did you do know the game? I have seen a lot of reels.
Yeah, reels. Hopefully some of mine.
Probably. I said them because I say, maybe do you know Smash Academy?
Yeah.
Yes, I know this.
I know.
I said, but enjoying.
It's
more than it seems when you are watching TV.
Yeah.
Obviously. It's so fun.
Yeah, it is. It's an amazing game. We're trying to give exposure. Everybody's trying to help to give exposure and make paddle grow.
This is a big difference.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about you, Angel. Where are you originally from?
I'm from a small village of close to Barcelona.
Okay.
Molins de Rei, my city. I was born there.
Okay.
And a very, very out of the city neighborhood.
Okay.
Was studying, my family was from Ciudad Real, La Mancha, south of Madrid. And I had lived all my life there. And I decided that I wanted to come to America.
America. Well, did you play any other racket sports?
I was soccer player.
Soccer player, okay.
But I fall in love with tennis.
Tennis, okay.
And suddenly one day, I can say the day that it was. But my first day, I was 13, I went to play with the soccer team of under 19.
Okay.
And was the amazing final, Borg McEnroe in Wimbledon.
Wow.
And then I was falling in love. Wow. After this day, I played every summer, every day, tennis all morning.
So when you play tennis, did you see paddle? Did you know about paddle or no? Maybe
not yet.
Yes,
I was very old. So when I was starting to play a few times paddle, I didn't like it.
But was that in Spain or was
no? It was in Spain, actually.
Okay,
it was in Spain.
Okay. Why didn't you like it? What was the difference between tennis and paddle? And why didn't you like it?
For me, because I played tennis because I didn't like run side to side.
Yeah.
Okay, and then my style was similar that Arancha Sanchez Vicario.
Yeah.
Very high over the net, and then pass ball, passing balls. Okay? Then playing with my friends, paddle was so boring because 2-3 shots out. I didn't like.
Yeah.
So then why I started to play paddle?
Yeah.
Because I had sporting stores in Barcelona.
Okay.
And in my village, they opened two clubs. Both of them, they are my friends.
Ah.
I say, Angel, do you want to run the pro shop? I don't like paddle. But you are my friend. I want that you do. Okay, and I started.
Okay.
In this moment, I started to play with people that were playing real paddle.
Yeah. The correct
and
way.
And then
right.
Starting after 2-3 months, I was playing 4-5 hours every day.
Wow. So it took you 2-3 months to transition. Okay, wow.
Coaches, they want that you sponsorize them. They are starting to play with coaches. It was another thing.
Yeah.
And it is starting to play very competitive.
Yeah.
So I started to play tournaments. I arrived in the first one to the final, obviously the last category. But I say, okay, this is fun.
Yeah.
I like to compete.
Yeah.
I cannot compete playing tennis.
Right.
Because it's not the same, it's more difficult.
Of course.
But playing paddle with a good partner, I can do it.
Right.
I am starting to play.
Do you see that more and more happening? Tennis players coming to be able to compete again into paddle? soccer just like what you're saying?
Soccer players.
Soccer players too?
Because really, the soccer players, when you finish your career, you don't like to play senior soccer.
Right,
because
right,
it's
right.
another thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you're looking for something that you run, that you're using your skills that you have, or your feet.
Yep.
But you want to be competitive.
Yeah, you're an athlete, so your balance and timing is still there, right? You're just working on the skills of your eye-hand coordination versus eye-foot coordination.
Exactly.
So how did you get to the USA? How did that happen?
This is another amazing story because I in the LA Olympic Games.
Yep.
Remember, Carl Lewis.
Yep.
Was the most important person these weeks.
Yeah.
For me, in these Olympic Games, I will remember with the boycott of the Russia, all of the countries of the years, the communist countries.
Yeah.
So, and then America, winner, and Spain, only one bronze medal.
Yeah.
And I say, I'm very competitive, I tell you. I want to play with the people.
Wow.
I said that. Yeah. People say, you're crazy. This is impossible. You're a Spaniard.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is their American.
Yeah.
But I won. Then, sometime my wife is from Cuba.
Okay.
We have easier.
Did you meet her here?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
So, and then we decide to leave. I decide, really, to move to Miami.
Okay.
She had here a lot of friends, mm-hmm. Family.
Oh, okay.
But she wanted to stay in Spain.
Spain, okay.
I say, I want to train there. I want to know that how is working the sports in America, tennis, basketball, university, college.
When you got to the USA, did you already have a club to go to or a job? And was it for tennis or was it for paddle? Nothing. You just came and said, I want to go there.
I have only a joker in my hand.
Okay.
I was working for a lot of years, 15 years, in Novartis,
the
pharmaceutical company. I have good relations. It was before I started with the pro shops.
Mm-hmm.
And I, advising them, I move into America. And they say, what are you doing? I don't know. I want to work there as a trainer. I'm soccer coach, futsal coach, a tennis coach, a cardio tennis coach, paddle coach. Mm-hmm. Really, I like coaching.
Right.
So, but you know where you want? I don't know. And I don't know. I need to analyze what happened there.
Yeah.
And where is my good position for me? Mm-hmm. I was coming to enjoy the last years of my life.
Yeah.
That I like only is coaching.
Right.
So I arrived here. I started with the soccer team.
Okay.
I was going to play paddle. And the coach they had.
So where was the first paddle club you played here in
Real Miami? Real paddle. I was going to play
Real
there.
Paddle.
Real paddle.
Okay. That was the first one you went to play there. Okay, great.
So I started to play there, mm-hmm. maybe going to AV, the Adrian Beltramino club that is right now Paddle Life.
Yep.
So but was closer for me. Real paddle. Okay. The coach they had was in Europe and they called me, can you give some lessons?
Real paddle or Paddle Life?
Paddle. Real paddle.
Real paddle, okay.
Real paddle.
Yep. So that was your first coaching.
The first coaching paddle. There. I started and people said that I like them better than the other coach, and they offered me running the club. And
wow, that was the beginning. The beginning of the paddle journey here in the USA, right? Solid. Wow, that's pretty incredible. And okay, so since that time until now, how do you see the paddle players progressing in Miami?
Crazy. It's a big difference. I want to explain with something. The first tournament I organized there, I get only 12 teams.
Okay.
But after the second round, they came only four.
Wow.
They went to the tournament because I said, please. They play the first game. I call in them.
So
hey.
Why do you think that was?
Hey, are you coming? Oh, sorry. I'm going my boat in. With some friends, I'm in a barbecue. I will go Monday. No, it's today, they are waiting. It was crazy, I was crying in this situation.
But why do you think in that time?
Because it was only something, spending time, it was for fun,
okay.
Not less competitive,
okay.
Nothing. Gotcha. Nothing, nothing for anyone. It was something new. Mm-hmm. It was, okay, it's close to my home. I want to play tennis. It's fun. Most of them were from Argentina or Spain.
So how did paddle get addictive? See, at that point, they're just playing for fun. How did it transition to where people are like, I got to play. I need to play. How did that happen? I know there was COVID, but besides that, how does that
happen? but really, no, we had the afternoon, evening, we had the, when we were working before COVID, was full.
Okay.
Monday to Friday, full. Weekend, you know,
yeah.
More activities in Miami, but how I did it, I was on the street. People were looking there, I was pushing inside,
yeah.
Try.
Yeah.
And most of people say, oh, this is fun. You have a game free the day that you want. Oh. And then people starting, I know that you play three times, you're addicted.
Yeah, you get addicted.
It's almost only one of 20 person decide that prefer playing tennis.
Right, right, yeah.
And then goes looking there and calling, using my phone every day, organizing the game for the next day.
Wow,
at
yeah.
The end, it's, you know, each person is addict, it's moving 10 person more to play paddle.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. It happened with everybody. It's an amazing sport. And once you start playing, once you start getting better, so once you start understanding more about the game, you get more addicted. You
exactly.
Know, that's pretty amazing.
Probably is the same that football here. If you're yeah. Watching, they say, it looks fun, but I don't understand. But when you're understanding, it's changing.
The thing is, with some sports, it's easier just to watch. Like a football, you have to get teams.
Exactly, it's waiting. It's the more team, more
people.
Here,
you only need four.
Exactly.
So it's
you're
easier.
Focused only in this.
Yeah.
This is the word that you say. It's the first time I watched that a good game, first division. They wanted that I sponsored a big tournament. They called me, the, you know, beer here, jamon, cheese, you know,
yeah.
Already. And they called me, what do you think about this game? Really was so different that I saw I played.
Yeah.
I say, it's too easy. When you understand the game,
yeah.
You speak doing people
yeah.
That is doing easy, it's too easy.
Yeah.
You need only to understand something. Close spaces, open spaces, and strike lines.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. It is simple. Most people complicate it. Most people do complicate it, you know, but you're right, it is simple. But I think that's when it comes through understanding paddle and they have a little experience and then they finally realize what you're realizing.
That's
so it takes you kind of time.
Always is fun.
Yeah.
Well, you understand it, always is fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, all right. So let's talk about the USPA. How were you involved in the USPA, and how are you involved now in the USPA?
Right now, I'm coach of the female team.
Okay.
So really, I am the coach of the senior team.
Yeah, the U.S. coach.
U.S.
The senior team for the women's, right?
Women's. And at the same time, Luis Fernando Ramirez is the head coach of the absolute teams.
Yep.
He's with the male team, and me with the Mariana Talarico, we are with the female team.
Okay. Yeah.
So, but at the end, we are working together.
Okay.
Okay. It's not that I'm helping to Luis first. He needs help. Luis is helping us. We are working together.
Yeah.
And I don't like to say that I'm the coach because I think we are a team.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Definitely. Yeah. And I want to congratulate you for the Brazil.
Yeah.
You know, you guys won the U.S., won most points, which was pretty great. How was that
yeah,
experience?
Yeah, Cancun was crazy.
Yeah, Cancun. How was that experience, that whole?
It was a big experience. I never did it, this style of tournaments. I have been not a player, but coaching or watching World Championships. It's another style of tournament. That was crazy. It's a lot of games. And the most important for me was that most of people in Cancun was crazy.
Yeah.
All people was men, usually they don't support girls,
mm-hmm.
Girls don't support guys.
Sometimes,
all
yeah.
People together, we say, we are a team. And this is the same roster. It's not winning the girls, men. It's together.
Together as a team.
We need
yeah.
That they win games.
Yeah.
All people together, all people fighting, all people going same places. Was crazy. It was a really team. It was the first time, I think. This is a team.
Right, yeah.
All people are thinking we can win.
Yeah, yeah.
We haven't win. We are right there. We're the only ones say, I think we will win. People, Angel, you are a dreamer. All people say, Angel, you are crazy.
That's where it starts.
Okay,
you know?
You say, okay, maybe third place.
Yeah.
But I think that we will win.
Yeah.
And the last day, when the son called me, Angel, because people don't know
the points.
But I was pointing, say, I think winning two games, we're the winners. If someone called me, the other six was doing the same, Angel, do you think we are in the top? Shut up. Please shut up. I don't want anyone, but it's real.
Wow.
It's real.
Wow.
So at the end, we were dinning and we received the message saying, you are the winners.
Wow, that's amazing. That must, oh my God. I saw the videos and stuff. It was so
amazing. I was
crying. Wow.
Because the dream.
Yeah. Became a reality. Yeah, that was amazing. Wow. That's
I won with America.
Yeah, that is incredible, you know. Yeah, it was, I mean, I saw a lot of the videos, I saw a lot of the reels and the social media, and I was like, wow, what a moment for USA, you know. And how do you see the level? I know Spain, Argentina have a head start, you know, but how do you see us getting closer and closer? I mean, you also see Luis and Nico, you know, they're playing the USPA, and they're getting better and better. How do you see the U.S. now?
We are on the way.
We're on the way, right?
We're on the way. I said 5 years ago, in 15 years, we will fight against Argentina and Spain for the World Championship.
Wow.
Why? Because we have a lot of very good tennis players or racket players from squash, racquetball, and tennis, obviously. So we need time.
Yeah.
The next step that we need is the starting to introduce course in college.
Yeah, so because there's one in California, right? Yeah, so that's a good start.
This is a Sally. I celebrated at the same when we won in Cancun.
Wow.
Because for me, this is the next step.
You're right.
Why? Because sport in America is focused with the college ships.
Yeah.
No parallels in college, some guys, young people is playing, but at the end is the second, third, fourth game, practice.
Yeah, because they got to focus on ones that they get scholarships. And paddle's not there yet, right? So do you see that happening in the future?
I'm sure that yes. Wow. I know that I'm very dreamer.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's growing. I could see it too.
So,
and how about the youth? I know your son was a tennis player, right?
He was.
And I see him play paddle. What do you think about the youth? And how can we get, you know, paddle growing within the youth? Because, you know, if you don't start with the youth, it could die out. I mean, that's what happened to, like, racquetball, which kind of died out. And how do we get the youth involved?
He started playing in the clubs that I told you before, in Nice Village, playing paddle because we didn't have tennis courts.
Mm.
The course I started to play when I was 13, they building there and nothing. So and then he started to play paddle. But when we arrived here, what we did is that he tried to be a professional tennis player.
Yeah.
But in the end, he was playing tournaments sometimes, you know, but not as a paddle player. He was playing as a tennis player.
Yeah.
And the last year, I said to them, when you will be 16, you must decide.
Yeah.
This is the time. You want to be a professional player, tennis or paddle, you need to be only focused on this.
Right.
He went to Spain. He played two big tournaments for young guys there. And he lost.
Tennis. Yep.
He lost both of them. He played clay. Usually here it's more difficult playing clay, but he did it well, but he lost easy. So, and he went to Star Valley Academy, played there, but with some of the gala players, the young guys that they are playing World Padel Tour, he felt well, but not too much well. The coaches, they didn't say nothing good, nothing wrong, but nothing
great
different.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then he came to Barcelona, to a Marta Marrero Academy.
Mm-hmm.
This week has arrived the coach, the former coach of the Chingoto Anteiro.
Okay, yeah.
Okay? And Maxi Sanchez, a Capra. He studied, he didn't like it. My son, no, I don't like, he's a tennis player. Mm-hmm. But after 2 weeks, Alan come back to Miami, and the coach called me. He said he has possibilities to be professional.
Wow.
But he needs to come tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Say, okay, I can go there because I have the surgery that my knee. After this, we are going there. I want to see where will be all this. And there, Marta Marrero was so nice with him. Although her team was amazing with him. They were taking care of him every day, every moment. Wow. I say, okay, perfect. He's moving here.
Yeah.
It's very tough for me because it's my only son. So
yeah.
That is his dream. And right now he's there. He's trying to.
Yeah,
wow. He moved there. They are opening an international academy. He's the first one.
Wow.
He played two first days with the division, honor division, the first category league. He lost the first day. He was so nervous, he told me.
Yeah.
And the second day, they won.
Wow, great.
So
what's his goal? His goal is to play pro?
He's training 4 sessions every day.
Wow.
3-4 sessions every day. He's living in front of the club.
That's great.
Only crossing the road.
Wow.
He's only studying virtual school, high school.
So what was the shift when that coach told him, hey, he has potential to be number one? Or what was that shift, that pivot where he said, I want to do it?
First of all, I think he has a very high acceleration.
Okay.
He calculated the velocity of the arm.
Okay.
They calculated 91 miles.
Wow.
That's very quick, exactly. This is an advantage. This is talent,
of course,
because he's included with him.
Yeah.
And then the other thing was that he was saying every time, I don't know about paddle. Okay. He's saying, when he makes a mistake, he said, I don't know nothing about paddle. Okay. I need to learn.
So he's willing to learn.
As he's hitting them.
Good.
He's very focused. He's very calm. It's not as me, because I'm so too much nervous.
It's a passion.
His passion, he's very calm, very quick, he's hitting all time. So he's doing pretty well, and they think that he has possibilities.
That's amazing. So,
but it's only possibilities, It's
of course. So
around the world is
how important it is to have clinics for the youth and how to develop that, because I know in Spain they definitely have that. But here I don't see it that much. If I go to clubs, it's mostly filling the courts and getting people there, but I don't see a lot of youth. So how you need that?
I'm going to throw something for clubs.
Okay.
For me, obviously, I'm not the owner.
Yeah.
I'm not investing my money.
Right.
Okay. But if you are doing clinics for free every week, the other court will be in difficult hours to play. The other court will be the parents playing. So you will have double that you have right now.
Wow.
This is my idea.
Yep,
because people moving there, the parents are thinking only scholarships.
Gotcha. Angel, thank you so
much. Thank you.
Thank you for doing so much for Paddle.
Thank you.
And I wish you luck, all the luck here in this new club.
The same for you.
All right, thank you.
I want to work another time with you.
Another when I come back, we're going to play.
Make sure you like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell. And join us for All Things Paddle. We are All Things Paddle.